And it's day 100 since Joe Biden promised not to abandon Americans, and in fact, he did. It's so sad, and actually, it happened earlier today. There was a DOD Pentagon spokesperson, John Kirby, asked at a press briefing, what, if anything, is being done to evacuate the hundreds of Americans? And he descends into this long, ridiculous answer. They still don't know exactly how many people are there. We just sent out a memo on Thursday. I don't have updated numbers. It may be some time before we're able to do that in terms of the numbers, in terms of how many people are there. We were told, 2.5 weeks ago, there were hundreds of Americans. And the reason we put the memo out is to encourage them, if they have family members that they believe qualify, that we want them to come forward, and then we'll merge that into an interagency effort. So I guess we can say their answer on day 87 of Americans abandoned, 100 days after Joe said he wouldn't abandon them, is an interagency effort to merge information and collect data. So what, the hostages will be encouraged to come forward and contact them? How do they not know this information? It just disgusts me. The whole thing is so repulsive. It's unbelievable. By the way, I apologize in advance. Yes, allergies. Yes, scratchy voice. Yes, I know it's annoying. I do apologize. It's annoying to me, too, in case anyone cares. But this has been the worst year for allergies for me in my life, because I've had at least 4 attacks like this during the course of this year. And nothing that, you know, whether you take Allegra D, Zyrtec, Claritin D, this D, Q, X, Y, Z, none of it seems to work. Linda's laughing because she wants to send me more. What's that?
What about the honey?
I tried the honey. You tried the honey. The honey didn't work.
When you say you tried the honey, what do you determine as trying?
No.
Right. What'd you do? Take a teaspoon and call it a day?
All right. Let's get to the issues.
Probably mixing it in with water and salt.
You know, I'm going to tell you the most unbelievable thing to me. In the next hour, we're going to talk to a guy by the name of Neil Crabtree, and he was working on the Keystone XL pipeline. And he knows a lot of guys that also, like him, got pink slips. And I think about every single issue that this country is now dealing with. Every one of them could have been prevented. There is an answer for every major crisis and disaster that Biden is creating. For example, in Afghanistan, maybe I'm a little old-fashioned. I don't believe in abandoning Americans behind enemy lines. I would go in and rescue them, identify them, and go save them, the people you said you wouldn't abandon that you abandoned. On the issue of the border, how do we solve the issue at our border? Pretty simple. You go back to the Stay in Mexico policy. You go back to building the wall. And you end this insanity of lawlessness and aiding and abetting law-breaking, and you end what used to be catch and release, now is process and release. The fact that this country doesn't solve that problem stuns me. And then it even gets worse, because we give preferential treatment if you enter this country illegally. You're not going to get a COVID test. Why? Jen Psaki tells us because they're not going to be here very long. And then we find out about these flights in the dark of night into small, obscure airports like Westchester County Airport in New York, or Ron DeSantis saying that they're doing the same thing and they're sending a lot of illegal immigrants to Florida, but they're dispersing people all over the country. There's not even a COVID-mandated test. There's no vaccine mandate. So illegal immigrants get preferential treatment. Then Joe Biden, on this $450,000 for families that had separation issues, $450,000 a person. Now, when Joe was first asked by Peter Ducey about it, no, it's garbage. Stop reporting that garbage. That's never going to happen. Now Joe Biden is out there passionately, as we played for you yesterday, defending it. All of these problems, Afghanistan, preventable, and we could fix it. The border, totally preventable, and we could fix that too by returning to the successful Trump-era policies. Then you go to the issue of the economy, inflation, and energy, and you look at what is an unmitigated disaster. Now, Democrats have been lying to you and saying, oh, we're only going to, If you make under $400,000 a year, by the way, that's per couple, it's really $200,000 a year, you're not going to see your taxes go up. That's what they've been saying. The problem is their economic plan, this marriage that they have to their new Green Deal radical socialism and the climate agenda. Joe Biden, you may not remember, he actually twice during the campaign said he would support higher gas prices. Let me play them for you back to back.
Would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes. The answer is yes.
If we don't stop using fossil fuels,
we're all dead. Doing away with any subsidies for fossil fuels, number one. Number two, holding them liable for what they have done, particularly in those cases where you're underserved neighborhoods and you know the deal, okay? And by the way, when they don't, or when they're deliberate, put them in jail. That's what I'm not joking.
We're going to put gas and oil officials in jail. Now, think about it this way. We have more energy, natural resources than the Middle East combined. We don't need. Donald Trump left office and we were a net exporter of energy. Now we are begging OPEC again today. The White House admits they are pressuring OPEC to increase production. Now, if this is all about climate, one has to ask the next logical question. What difference is it if you extract the oil from the Middle East for the planet, for the impact on the planet, or you extract it from Russia, or you extract it from the United States, except that the average American is now going to have cheap energy again. Now we have a 7-year high in terms of gas prices, and that means that the poor and the middle class that Democrats claim to have this great monopoly of compassion for, they are the ones that disproportionately are impacted and suffering the most. There are estimates now that people might pay anywhere between $500 and $1,000 more this winter just to heat their home. Every time somebody fills up their gas tank, they're paying, what, 15, 20, 25, 30 bucks more for a fill-up, depending. Every single item that is delivered to every single store that we shop at is now costing more. And, you know, even some Senate Democrats, obviously after last Tuesday, they've hit the panic button over these skyrocketing gas prices. There's a group of 11 Senate Democrats penning a letter to Joe Biden urging him to get a handle on sky-high gas prices. Now, like we could solve the Afghanistan problem that he caused by abandoning Americans, something he said he wouldn't do, and just like we can fix the crisis at the border by bringing back the Trump-era policies that worked, we similarly can help the economy. This will be a twofer. You'll lower inflation because the dollar will go further if we're energy independent again. But there's no way that I see Joe Biden ever going against the radical new Green Deal socialists with their doom and gloom, you know, the sky is falling rhetoric and a return to the Trump era policies on energy independence. This was probably one of Trump's biggest accomplishments. When he left office, we weren't importing a single barrel of oil from Saudi Arabia or the Middle East. We were a net exporter of energy. We had cheap energy. Now we're paying about $1.50 more a gallon on average, and it's going higher. And there are only 11 Senate Democrats, just 11. We agree with your recent comments at the UN Climate Change Conference that as the U.S. works to boost development of clean and renewable energy over the long term, but we must ensure that Americans are able to afford to fill up their cars at the pump in the meantime, the letter reads. Now, then you go, and this really makes my blood boil. I go back to where we were yesterday, and that's Jennifer Granholm, the energy secretary. When she first laughs at the idea, you know, what are you going to do to produce more oil? He said, well, I can. It's out of my hands, she goes on to say. That is a complete lie, and that it's a global marketplace. That part is true, but it's run by the cartels, OPEC, No, it's not. We don't need OPEC. We don't need Russia. We don't need anything from any country energy-wise. All we need to do is go back to producing our own energy here in America. But she thinks it's funny. Listen to her laugh.
What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this. As you know, of course, oil is a global market. It is controlled by a cartel. That cartel is called OPEC, and they made a decision yesterday that they were not going to increase beyond what they were already planning.
It's a global market, but here's the problem. We were part of the global market. And Joe Biden and Jennifer Granholm going along and bowing at the altar of these new Green Deal radical socialists, now would they prefer begging OPEC over producing more oil. That's how insane this is. There's no way this economy will ever recover if this is their energy strategy. It is the single number one thing that we could do to get the economy back on track. And I don't think the Democratic Party, as radical as they are, would never admit what they did at the border is dumb. What they did in Afghanistan was morally corrupt. What they're doing with energy is completely avoidable if we produce our own energy. And as a result, we have record inflation. The wholesale prices, by the way, rose 8.6% from a year ago, their highest annual pace in records going back nearly 11 years, according to the Labor Department. Every single American life is now being upended because of their adherence to New Green Deal radical socialism. Every single problem is avoidable, preventable, and it's also fixable. But they don't have, there is absolutely no way that I see them reversing course and adopting the Trump policies on the border, adopting the Trump policies on the economy, adopting the Trump policies on energy. In other words, the ones that worked. They're not going to do it. And you know what that means? They care more about their rigid, radical, socialist, New Green Deal, climate change ideology than they do about we, the American people. Because real Americans are now really feeling the impact and they're really suffering. And they're getting a little sick and tired of being scolded and lectured to by everybody that works with Biden. You watch, they're not going to change. But there will be consequences. In a year, the American people will vote them out. That's almost a done deal. Anyway, I only endorse companies I believe in that make your life better. And that's why I love our friends at Pure Talk. They help save you money. And you don't sacrifice anything. In other words, you get the exact same service as all the big carriers, and you start saving 50% off your first month and every month thereafter. For example, they have so many five-star reviews. One is from Garrett D. writes, clean and sweet, Pure Talk is the bomb. The service you guys provide is second to none. Sean Hannity advertised your service on his radio show. You know, if Sean likes it, it's got to be worthwhile. By the way, average family saving nearly $1,000 a year for the exact same service. You keep your phone, you keep your phone number, you have the same number of bars, you use the exact same 5G network, you use the exact same cell towers. Why would you pay more for the exact same service? They have more plans than the big carriers. Right now, unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data, just $30 a month. All you have to do to put that money in your pocket where it belongs for the same service is dial #250, say the keyword save now. #250 on your cell, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk.